We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, it's AMA. You ask, we. I have a question, though, before we answer, based on what we just heard. What did we just hear there at the top of the hour? It's 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, right? The whole deal, right? Mm-hmm. And then you hear Merrill, Super Bowl champions.
Like, I know what, where the question's going.
How long do we run it?
Do forever. We ever?
No,
no, I know.
No, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
It could be they are Super Bowl champions forever.
I mean, I hope that that sign they have at Lincoln Financial Field stays up there forever, and I think it will. I don't mean the one inside the stadium. That one they have outside the stadium. They had something that was along 95. They eventually took that down before the season started. But they've got something right in front of, I guess, what you'd call like the main entrance. It faces towards Citizens Bank Park. They got a nice Super Bowl 52 champion sign. I hope that stays up there 6 years from now, 8 years from now, 10 years. I don't know. I hope. I don't know. I guess I'd vote for let's keep the Super Bowl champions.
Me too.
In there.
I would.
John, do you have a vote on that? Is it proper to remove it?
Forever, man.
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 and then write to AMA. Start at the 12 o'clock hour, one of those times we always give you a chance to win $1,000. And this hour's Curve Award giving you a chance to win $1,000 is Turn. Text TURN to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. More chances to win $1,000 coming up tomorrow at 11 a.m. and noon. And many weeks up ahead, 11 a.m. and noon. All right, let's get to it. Questions have come in on social media. Seltzer has selected what he considers the best. What do you got, James?
We got some good ones today.
Give me some good questions. Come on.
Oh, there he is.
Good ones.
There he is.
Shout out to the question askers. All right, here we go.
Big Red.
You are all in on this week.
Oh,
all right.
Totally.
Great question. We normally don't go sports, but one sports question that I think is really good here and relates to our discussion today. Casey Young, our good buddy at _ Casey Young on Twitter, asks, what would be the minimum you would need in compensation to trade Nick Foles to the Giants or Washington?
Wow. That is a forced choice, tough question.
I'll take three first-round picks.
I'd take probably less than that. Would I trade Foles to the Giants for two first-rounders? Yes.
Yep.
Especially if it's this year where it's a six-pick in the draft.
I'd do it for just the six-pick in the draft.
Would I do it?
In a second.
I didn't think about that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
In a second.
I think you'd have to do it for the sixth pick in the draft.
I'll do two. I'll take two. I don't want to go less than that.
So you would not trade him for the sixth pick in the draft?
Oh, boy. Okay. You're driving a hard bargain the wrong way. I would have to put a lot of thought into that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I do think he makes the Giants a lot better team.
Yeah. I don't know if I would do that, James.
In a second, I would do it.
I got to think about that. Nothing less than that. I'm not sure I would do it for that. Listen, I'm not as concerned about trading to Washington. They're not as good a franchise. They're not as good a team. I mean, organizationally, Daniel Snyder's a loser, and he's going to keep losing. The Giants usually find a way to get their act together. Let me think about that six-pack, but you're getting close.
All right. Our good buddy, former Swoop, Ryan at Wine Mascot on Twitter asks, now that Toto's song Africa is playing on a loop 24 hours a day in a desert in Namibia forever, what song do you think you could listen to for 24 hours straight?
Well, I hadn't heard that. That's odd.
Fascinating.
Why? Probably Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh, I could see that.
I mean, you get a little of everything. I think Green Day's Jesus of Suburbia has enough variety within it as almost like a rock opera-esque, like many faceted song.
Agree.
That you get enough variety that it would be suitable.
I don't know.
Hit me, baby, one more time, Joe.
No. I was actually thinking of the Beat the Hammer music that plays underneath. Cause
the millionaire theme?
Yeah, it reminds me of all my pictures.
You just want to sit there listening to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire theme?
Yeah, reflect upon all those wins. And plus Regis, ties into Regis. We try him later today on the phone line.
Atrocious answer.
Yeah, pretty bad answer. I don't know. I mean, Africa is a good one.
New attitude.
Yeah, new attitude.
Torn.
I don't know. What would I go with? I'd go with. I don't know.
You are killing it.
Wow.
Today.
It's not, you know. Do you need to pass and come back to this one?
What's that Michael Jackson song you like? Man in the Mirror? Maybe Man that Mirror. One. It's
okay.
A good one. I don't know.
All right. Well, at least it's
got
an answer.
It's got an inspirational lean.
All right. I'm nervous to ask a question directly to you because I'm not expecting much of an answer. But
this is
hard to not answer because they are either ors. Okay. Benjamin Isaac Brandenberger asks on Facebook, Joe, would you give up the West Wing forever for any of these three reasons? Reason number one, two more Super Bowls for the Eagles over the next 10 years. Reason number two, $1 million tax-free. And reason number three, which I'm pretty sure you would, but true love.
Reason three, yes. Reason two, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, $1 million, sure.
I don't know. You're very protective.
No, that would hurt. But if I actually got $1 million and it's not taxed, sure. Would I give up the West Wing for two more Eagles Super Bowl victories in the next 10 years? Possibly not. From so, this
very from, selfish answer.
Well, from this standpoint, I don't think I need to make the trade. I mean, first off, like, you know, they might win two anyway. I mean, if are you telling me they win zero and then I get to make it two, or are you telling me we don't know the next 10 years and I get the possibility maybe it's four? So I would probably say no on the Eagles, but yes on the money and the love.
All right. Fun question from the text line. If you guys could have a sequel made to any movie that does not have a sequel, what movie would you have made?
Great question.
Braveheart.
Kind of a finite ending, though, no?
No, but now you've got...
Yeah, what happens next?
Now you've got Robert the Bruce. No, because Robert the Bruce is the true national hero in Scotland. You need that story
out. I don't like him.
You can't just pick your favorite movie ever. You got to give it some thought. Well, what needs a sequel?
Wait, you don't like Robert the Bruce?
Nah,
you don't like
loser.
That actor?
He turns it around in the final, like, 15 minutes of the whole movie. But he was conniving. I know he gives this whole, you bled! You bled with Wallace! You bleed with me! But, I mean, you know, you can't just turn it around at the end and think you're the man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, he kind of backstabbed William Wallace in that movie.
Well, the movie was about William Wallace. Yeah. I mean, it was not historically accurate in a lot of senses.
Maybe Gone with the Wind.
I just thought it was an awesome movie.
I mean, I think there might have been a Gone with the Wind ridiculous sequel in like
the
1990s.
What kind of a sequel are you doing to Gone with the Wind?
I think in the 90s they made some ridiculous sequel to Gone. Someone had some rights to make, I think. I could be wrong.
Gone with the Wind?
Maybe.
Of any movie you can remake, you're remaking that one?
Maybe. No, not remake. Sequel.
Yes. Okay, my bad.
Casablanca would be another I'd consider. Like, what happens to Rick? Absolutely. Ingrid Bergman. I mean, what happens there? Like that would be a, you know, I know it's
you're picking movies with a bunch of dead actors.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they make the movie in 1950. It's
sure.
After World War II. You know, how did it settle in with Rick after the war? Is he with Ingrid Bergman or not?
Jeez.
Casablanca.
Casablanca
is my
All right.
answer.
John, this is a fun one for you from the text line.
It's a great movie, by the way.
If you could make
E.T. could use a follow-up.
Grown
too.
Up E.T.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
That'd be interesting.
For John, if you could make Joe do one thing against his will for your personal satisfaction, what would it be?
Wow.
Who asked that question?
No name on the text line.
That ain't
great,
cool.
Great question.
Against his will. Okay, another sequel. I would like Pulp Fiction. Give me a sequel. I think that'd be great too. Against Joe's will, he can never do the comfortable thing again.
What comfortable thing?
Your host of comfortable things that you do. You know,
watch West Wing for
your
15th
rut.
Time. That kind of.
You can never do your rut thing.
Wear the same clothes, eat the same foods,
watch the same shows, resist. Any sort of like change or adjustment in your life.
Yeah, change not my style.
Wearing double hats and double pants. Joe is wearing double pants again today.
Yep.
Jimmy.
Wait.
Double
what?
Pants.
Double pants.
What does that even mean?
He's been wearing double pants because it's cold.
Have you heard of long johns?
I've heard of them. Don't have them. Well, I got some, but they're really small, so I don't wear them much.
He's wearing sweatpants beneath his jeans.
Yep. Oh, my God. It's uncomfortable.
Repeatedly. This is an everyday thing. And when he wears a skull cap, he wears two.
Yeah.
Because one's not enough.
Yeah.
It's weird, cold. Joe.
And I got the socks over the sweatpants.
We know. Yeah.
So no, the sweatpants are under the jeans. No. The socks are over the sweatpants under the jeans.
And then the sneaks.
I had boots.
And then
sneaks. I returned them. I didn't like
that
them.
That are tied so tight that the laces drag 2 feet behind.
And with that, we shut it down.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.